There is much disharmony in the air in Washington, D.C. these days. What with the rhetorical battle over raising the debt ceiling?
Musician and commentator David Waz.
I've come up with a musical strategy that might just bring all this contentious posturing to a standstill. It's called mood music in some circles, disparaged as elevator music elsewhere. Allow me to explain my ingenious plan. Back in the Eisenhower 50s, when men were men and mortgages weren't traded like nickel packs of baseball cards, our parents unwound after a hard day with two martinis and a side of Mantovani. That jittery swing music that accompanied the rat-a-tat of wartime had given way to the sound of luxury and easy living. Demon rock and roll had not quite reared its greasy pompadour, leaving soft sell artists like Lawrence Welk and Percy Faith to step to the gentle fore. What I'm suggesting is that a return to such soporific sounds might just restore a measure of calm to our clamorous capital. Oh, and don't forget those martinis. Oddly enough, one of the early commercial successes with that silky, sultry sound was by comedian Jackie Gleason, better known as fictional Brooklyn bus driver Ralph Kramden. His 1952 album, Music for Lovers Only, sold 500,000 copies. Hulking, low-slung stereo consoles soon became the rage in affluent American living rooms. Popular music had left the concert hall and become a species of oral wallpaper. Thus relegated to the background, it became the sound to eat your Swanson TV dinners by. If Mom and Dad were worried about the future, they didn't show it. It must have been the music. So how's this plan sound? The master chefs at the White House microwave a dozen of those delicious Salisbury steak suppers one night this weekend, while I don a satin smoking jacket and DJ yet another debt ceiling summit between the opposing parties. I may not raise the roof playing such soft and mellow music, but maybe these grizzled Washington warriors might chillax long enough to come to some kind of an agreement. In which case, I'll reward them with a little Tony Bennett to close the set. Ain't life grand?
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel.
Musician David Waz lives a long, long way from Washington, D.C., in Los Angeles.
Fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance.